Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. May the force be with you. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're hanging out with me. And we got a great show lined up for you the rest of the hour with our good friend Rob Jollis. Rob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the president of Jollis & Associates and one of the top salesmanship experts on the galaxy, and the author of something around. 6 or 8 or 10, 12 books, sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. And he and I share a couple of, one thing, in besides being grizzled old salesmen, we both spent some time with Xerox, and they taught us a lot. And I'll always be grateful for that time for me. And I know he feels the same way. He's our good friend. Rob, welcome back.
Well, it's great to be back. Thank you.
So, One of your books, How to Deliver Seminars, and I don't have it in front of me, so you'll have to help me, remind me, How to Deliver Seminars.
On the way,
and
I promise.
How to Run Seminars and Workshops.
Yeah.
Fourth edition?
It's the fourth edition. If you can believe it, the book has now been on the bookshelves for 24 years.
Wow.
It's the first book I ever wrote, and when you get a new edition, you get to kind of fix some of your things that have come out of date. You get to clean
right.
it up a little bit, and you
right.
get to react to changes.
When you wrote that book, we were still using some people were still using carpet paper, right?
Well, we were using overhead projectors.
Absolutely,
yep.
I told somebody the other day when I started my company, my consulting company, and I was running seminars and workshops for my clients. My first piece of equipment, my first capital purchase after my computer and my laser printer was an overhead projector.
There you go.
That was in 89.
Yep, and if you really wanted to wow the audience, then you'd go with 35 millimeter slides.
or you had the cardboard plates to put around your transparency. That was always impressive too.
Oh, well, let me tell you something. I used to write all my notes on those little plates.
Oh, yeah.
It was one of the tricks of the trade at the time. But that's one of the nice reasons why you hope that a publisher will give you an opportunity to revise a book, because certain ways that we communicate really haven't changed. But when you get to technology and things like that, I mean, this new book has a chapter about online training and, you know,
mm-hmm.
how that's being used. But I'll tell you something, Jim. On the cover, and I pulled up the cover while we were talking just to make sure, but I'll tell you one other change. Underneath the How to Run Seminars and Workshops, and we think, well, okay, I guess for all the teachers and trainers in the audience, this may help them, but I know you have salespeople listening to this show.
Yep.
So I want you to know that on the cover it says Presentation Skills for Consultants, Trainers, Teachers, and Salespeople.
Right.
We present too. A lot of times there's a part of the sales process where Jim and I are locked one-on-one, and then Jim says, you know what, I think this is progressing nicely. I want you to come in and talk to my team about
mm-hmm.
this. And it's the team that may very well make the decision as to whether they're going to buy from you or not. So we can't turn our back on skills to present and persuade multiple people at one time, and that's what I tried to get at in this book.
No question about it. I mean, I've presented many proposals to a board or to a committee or something like that. Absolutely, no question. So, what's the first thing that you had to change about the new book?
First thing I had to do was I had to address online training, and I got to tell you, Jim, it's one of the hardest chapters I've ever written, because I'm the guy who really is standing out in front of his house saying, get off my lawn. I don't like online training very much. I've become that old guy. And so when I wrote the chapter, I said, okay, look, I got to get it off my chest. I'm going to tell you what I don't like about online training. But welcome to the new world. I also
mm-hmm.
have to tell you, it's, you know, we have to embrace it. And if we're going to embrace it, let's try and fix some of the things that aren't right and at least do it in the best way possible.
Well, it's like, to me, online training is like a tool. You use it at the appropriate time, but you never use one tool all the time.
Exactly. I like that. Yes. And one of the times typically not to use the tool is right out of the gate when we want to use the tool.
Right.
So,
right.
But when I'm meeting with companies, a lot of times they're saying, okay, so we're going to train our people and can you do that online? You know, mm-hmm. I could, but I can't get the mind share of the
right.
individual.
No, that's
I can't
that's exactly
role play
right.
them, put them through case studies.
Mm-hmm. Which is all possible. The first one needs to be face-to-face. And don't do online training just because you're lazy. Quick break. We're going to take a quick one, folks, and right back with Rob Jolliss. More to come on how to do a better job of training your people. Quick break. 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.